This is GIS News. Coming up, National Security Minister reviewing assignment of close protection officers to public officials, Cabinet to approve the Charities Appeals Tribunal, and Health Ministry to launch healthy eating campaign. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces are equipped to combat and stop all forms of trafficking, and they won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated. From Jamaica. Be wise, open your eyes, spot them, stop them, report them.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting says close protection officers will be assigned to public officials based on a risk threat assessment. The announcement comes on the heels of instruction by the police commissioner that a review of the police close protection guidelines of the Jamaica Constabulary Force be conducted.
On completion of the current risk/threat assessments, CPOs will be assigned based on need. Except for the Governor General, the Prime Minister, Cabinet Ministers, the Leader of the Opposition and former Prime Ministers, all the assignment of CPOs will be based on recommendations informed by the threat assessment. Where it is revealed that threat levels are not significant, officers will be redeployed to augment the personnel at geographical divisions.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting. Mr. Bunting was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. In the meantime, the merger of the Organized Crime Investigations Division, OCID, and the Flying Squad has been finalized. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the merger became effective on January 19.
The mandate of the merged unit will include all the functions currently performed by the two entities individually and will be extended to include counter-terrorism investigation.
30 police officers will be deployed to the new unit for operational policing. Cabinet is to approve the Charities Appeals Tribunal, which is being established based on requirements under the Charities Act. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says members of the tribunal were selected in consultation with the Ministry of Finance and Planning. The tribunal will consider appeals from decisions of the Charities Authority. Minister Hilton was addressing the opening of the two-day inaugural Social Enterprise Boost Initiative SEBI Summit 2015 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel on Monday. In the meantime, Mr. Hilton says the government recognizes the need to partner with social enterprises to deliver well-needed products and services to the most vulnerable.
Social enterprises can play critical roles and fulfill a number of functions such as maintaining community buildings or open spaces or providing services for the community. Some businesses might also be able to generate profits from selling products created from community assets, such as produce from land allotments or refurbishing old computers.
The term social enterprise describes a business that reinvests its surpluses into the development of the community, unlike regular companies that often distribute their profits among shareholders. And the Ministry of Health will be launching a campaign to encourage healthy eating. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the initiative will highlight the importance of making healthy food choices and eating smaller portions as a means of reducing lifestyle diseases.
We continue to recommend healthy food choices in schools and other public institutions and promote the consumption of a variety of fruits and vegetables daily and the reduction of salt and fats in your diet. 30 minutes of physical activity per day, at least 3 times per week.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at the launch of Heart Month in Kingston Tuesday. Heart Month will be observed in February under the theme Healthy Eating for a Healthy Heart. That was GIS News. I'm Njui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.